I'm Mark Arson. Welcome to the 0 to 60 podcast. This is episode 2 of our 5th season. It's a monthly feature. This weekend, we're at the fairgrounds getting a first look at some brand new vehicles before they even hit the showroom floor. We're going to be talking with the guy who manages this enormous show, John McGraw, the executive director of the Wake County New Vehicle Dealers Association. That's the nonprofit group that puts on the NC Auto Expo. And he's coming up next.
LeithCars.com 0 to 60 with automotive journalist and radio host Mark Arson.
All right, so Mark Arson here at the North Carolina Auto Expo. Is it still called International Auto Expo?
It is international, but for the website, it makes it easier just to say NC Auto Expo.
There you go. And I think that's your social media handle, too, NC yes. Auto Expo. All right. So, well, the person I'm speaking with here is John McGraw, who is the executive director of the NC Auto Expo. John, tell folks what they can expect coming out here to the fairgrounds. I know you got two buildings, the Jim Graham building, the Expo Center, you got Ride and Drives, but you tell us what are some of the cool things they can expect to see when they come out here this weekend.
Well, first of all, it is a family-friendly event, so there's plenty of room. It's inside the majority of it. There is a lot of outside. We have the buildings that we go through. We have the Jim Graham building, which is packed with about 90,000 feet of automobiles and all. We have the Expo. We have the Dorton Arena. And in the Dorton Arena, we have the Classic Car Show, so you can go there. The General Motors and Toyota are in the Expo building, and then right outside of the Expo building is Ford and a Chrysler or FCA Ride and Drive, where if you meet the rules, have a driver's license, but go on our website to look and see, you can drive any of the cars they have.
You know, John, for folks that might not be up like we are on what FCA is, you know, FCA, that means you can go out there, you might be driving anything from a Dodge Challenger Hellcat to a Jeep Wrangler Rubicon to maybe a Fiat 500, right?
Yes, exactly. It's FCA is what it is now.
Yeah, Fiat Chrysler. So inside, now I love the way you guys do this when you walk into, I don't want to give too much away, but when you walk into the Jim Graham building, and you should, you know, you can see it on the Facebook page of NC Auto Expo. You've got like a runway that looks like a road with the lanes going down it. And then you got all the different brands on either side. Who comes up with that layout?
Well, we have worked on it. Now, I have to say Paul White was one that wanted it. He always calls it the yellow brick road, so everybody can walk right down the middle. And it's a good meeting place for you to say, people, I'm on the yellow brick road is what we call it. It's just a yellow stripe on a black piece of carpet.
Yeah, I know from previous experience, John, one of the cool things, bringing my kids out here, you talk about, you know, being a family atmosphere, which it certainly is. There are plenty of things for kids to do while your parents are doing the ride and drives outside. Bring the kids in here and they've got virtual racing games and so forth, right?
There are a few of those. And truthfully, the kids, as I watch them, they really like walking around with the parents, looking at the cars. It's a great experience. You can go to all of these three buildings, so we get a lot of walking exercise. So it's a good family event.
How do people get tickets for the NC Auto Expo?
We use e-tix, so you can go online and buy them on e-tix, or you can buy them at the gate. Matter of fact, everything you need to know about the show is on ncautoexpo.com with a big button on the front for tickets, and it takes you directly to the e-tix site to buy online.
All right. So, John, not that I'm going to ask you to play favors, but from what you've seen so far at the NC Auto Expo for 2020, what has really stood out to you? What's if you had a favorite to pick, or maybe a top three?
Well, here's what, when you think about what you would be excited about to come see a car. And there, every car out here, of course, is exciting about everybody, depending on what you want. We have the Mustang GT. That's a great car. So if you're looking for hot rods, there's the draw.
Have you checked out the Land Rover Defender?
No, because even now, when I was trying to get back there and look at it, there were people all over it. So I couldn't get that close to it.
Yeah, that's another that's a big ticket item that's here at the NC Auto Expo. And one of the cool things about the show is that all these models, before they're even in the showrooms, you can come here to the fairgrounds and see them. And this is not a sales thing. This is representatives from the various brands are just talking about the vehicle. You got a question? This is the place to do it, right?
Yeah. The gentlemen and the ladies here are trained specifically on the particular brand that they do. They go to school, and it's an intensive school to know all the particular facts on those vehicles. So you can ask them almost anything. I did ask them one time, were you really into cars? And they said, no, I know everything about this particular car. Don't know anything about that one until they train me to do it. So it's that type of situation. They're not no salespeople per se or whatever at that.
John McGraw, Executive Director of North Carolina Auto Expo here at the NC State Fairgrounds, happening Valentine's weekend, Thursday through Sunday. And John, thank you for joining me on the Zero to 60 podcast.
Thanks again, Mark. We'll have to do this again.
If you do come by the show this weekend, look for our LeithCars.com display, which is part of the VIR group, where we've got the smoking hot silver 2018 Nissan GTR supplied by our Leith Nissan and Cary. We're partnering with VIR to highlight how we can help you get your car ready for a track day at a racetrack like VIR. And there's more info on that at our website, LeithCars.com.
Zero to 60 is a production of LeithCars.com. Like us on Facebook at LeithCars.
In this podcast and its contents belongs to Leith Incorporated.